When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on into our Wednesday, December the 4th edition of Sports Talk. Going to 8 o'clock tonight, me and Cullen Steele bringing you all the action from the day. We got plenty to talk about, from LSU signing day, Saints action, some Pelicans news coming at you all in this hour. We'll get to Brian Kelly's audio right off the bat. It's early signing day period, and the Bayou Bengals were busy indeed. Brian Kelly even broke down the entire class for us. They did add Solomon Thomas late to this, so when Brian Kelly breaks down all of these players here, you're not going to hear his name. But the Bayou Bengals haul today, pretty impressive. Obviously, they lost a couple of guys, but overall, a successful day for the LSU Tigers. And here's what head coach Brian Kelly had to say as he introduced his 2025 class.
Each player in particular, I'd like to just, you know, give a little bit of a quick synopsis on each one. I'll start with alphabetical. Aiden Anding out of Ruston High School, we see as an elite corner and also a specialist from Ruston. As you know, championship level football program, love his traits and his athletic ability. And a guy that can come in and really strengthen the corner position. Dylan Battle is another player for us that, you know, fulfilled the defensive tackle position, heavy-handed, physical inside. Bo Davis really liked his ability to disrupt at the defensive tackle position. I think we all know about Harlan Berry out of St. Martin's Episcopal School. Elite player, can do many things for you. As a guy that played both ways in high school, can impact the game as a guy coming out of the backfield, catching the football, running the football, special teams. He was elite on defense. This is an elite player that can impact our roster right away. Brett Bordelon, we know his brother is here. Brett is an outstanding offensive lineman out of Newman High School. We're excited to get to work with him. Physically strong, mature to come in right away and apply that physicality on the offensive line, which we desperately need. It has great flexibility. Could play guard, could play center. Jaden Breaker, we think, is emerging as a star linebacker. I mean, his ascent has been quick and mediocre. It's been that kind of player that has jumped off the page in terms of his status. Really just love the way he plays. He's fast. He's physical. He diagnoses extremely well. And he plays the position, you know, with great length. He's 6'3", 217 pounds. That's the kind of body frame we're looking for, you know, with our outside backers. He's going to be, you know, from our standpoint, a great fit here. Jacob Bradford, you know, the more you watch Jacob Bradford, you see his physicality on the field. He plays a physical brand of football. He can line up at the corner position, the slot position, the safety position. Love his versatility, but more importantly, love the way he plays the game. Brandon Brown, another defensive tackle for us, was somebody that Bo had his eyes on for a number of years. Love his quickness. A little bit of a different player than Dylan. Quick first step, more like first step quickness like JVR Suggs. Really love his ability to pass rush, but a good presence inside as well. But love his physicality, but his quickness really jumps off the film. Carrius Kern, physically imposing, 6'4", 330 pounds, one of the stronger offensive linemen that I've recruited in some time. He is physically strong at the point of attack. He dominates his opponents. If you just turn on his film, he absolutely dominates his opponent. He is physically ready to play in the SEC right now. We'll have to see how the other things come together, but he is physically ready to play. He's a special player. Teron Francis is just ascending each and every game that he plays. Loved his film over the last couple of weeks, making plays and playing fast and free, and excited about another Edna Carr player in our program. They've done nothing but excel here at LSU. CJ, Jim Coley, very versatile athlete, extremely physical athlete at the safety position. And you can see by his size, you know, 6'3", 212 to 215 pounds. You know, this is a guy that can play close to the line of scrimmage, but he's athletic enough that can play off the hash. So we've got a really interesting prospect here in terms of a freshman coming in that is probably going to get bigger and look, he's going to put himself in a position to succeed with us. J.D. LaFleur, obviously, is a legacy player for us. His dad played here. I think many know that. Big, physical, 6'6", 245 pounds, but also has soft hands and can catch the football. Again, I think he gives us that big presence that we wanted from an inline player, but certainly can catch the football for us as well. J.T. Lindsey might be one of the hottest players in the country, especially at the running back position. He continues to show himself as his team just, you know, keeps moving through the playoffs now into the semifinals. Just has had an incredible year, and he is an electric back. We welcome him into our backfield, and we have somebody that we're so excited about, and he's had an incredible year. Walter Mathis, another outstanding defensive tackle out of Calvary Day School, very coveted player throughout the country. Love his physicality, love his motor. Every play is, you know, for him, just the way he has put forth the effort in every single play. Love the way he plays the game. Tyler Miller, very talented offensive lineman, the best one in Mississippi. You know, gives us the versatility with a big physical offensive lineman. Could play tackle, could play guard. Really love his feet, the way he bends, and will be a great addition. Keelan Moses, locally, obviously battled some injuries this year, but an extremely gifted player. A guy that could play either side of the ball. He'll fit in very nicely in Blake Baker's linebacker room. Great character, and we just think he's a great fit for us here at LSU. DJ Pickett, arguably the number one corner in the country. I don't even know if it's an argument. We believe he's hands down the best corner in the country. Incredible length at 6'4", 180 pounds. You know, I don't know that I've ever felt that there is a lockdown corner, but he's about as close as there's a lockdown corner in the country. It's DJ Pickett. And his offensive film might be as good, if not better, if you've ever watched him. So this is an elite player that we're excited to have in our roster. Charles Ross II, the superlatives are such that not only does he get the game of football and have great awareness where he plays, he is one of the fastest linebackers, if not the fastest linebacker in the country. And that's proven by what he's done in track and field. This guy is lightning, and can't wait to get him into Blake's defense. He will be a difference maker. Damian Shanklin, an edge player with an incredible attitude of excitement and energy, and reminds us a lot of Swin in terms of his energy and excitement, brings that in, and he's an elite pass rusher, so we welcome him and excited about him. Jace Thomas, obviously, his season cut short. Destrehan also vying for a championship, but very cerebral, very smart, athletic, and will come down and hit you. That's what we're looking for, somebody that can play the ball and also be a great run support guy. Zach Weefs, as you all know, this will be the third Weefs brothers in the program. And look, the only way you get three brothers is if you recruit them individually, as they are, and they love their experience in the program to have three brothers, because they just talk to each other. And all three of them here, we're excited about that. And, you know, Zach is an incredible athlete. And I kid the other two that he's the best of the three. And, of course, you can imagine how that goes. But great versatility and an extremely gifted athlete, and we're excited. Zion Williams is, I mean, you talk about a space heater. He is massive. He's physical. At the point of attack, he's 340 pounds, and he doesn't even look it. I mean, he's a guy that could play at that weight. And now you're talking about a defensive line with depth, size, physicality. That's what it looks like, gentlemen, in the SEC. We're putting the bodies, we're putting the men together to put together the defense in terms of what it should look like. And then Phillip Wright, who is just lightning. He is so fast, athletic, tough. I love his toughness, his mindset, the way he plays the game. He doesn't avoid contact. He goes up and catches the football, and really excited about his presence here as well. And again, we think we're still going to be announcing some more as they come in a little bit later today. So thank you for your patience and listening to me talk about these fine young men. Today's their day. They get to listen to this press conference. So I wanted to be able to say a few words about them and who they are and how excited we are. 16 of these players will come in as mid-years and have graduated early. And I think we all understand what an incredible accomplishment that is, to graduate early from high school. And so bringing 16 of these guys in will definitely impact our roster, and we're excited about that.
That was head coach Brian Kelly summing up his 2025 class. There are 16 players he went over for you. When we get back from the break, we'll hear his Q&A session with the media and what he had to say even more of LSU after this here on W.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
WL, we are loaded with sports here on WWL. We're also your home of the SEC Championship. Georgia Bulldogs taking on the Texas Longhorns Saturday at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Catch all the action pregame 2:30, kickoff 3 o'clock on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Well, more of head coach Brian Kelly, who took the podium today on this National Signing Day press conference, reflected on the whole whirlwind of the day and also said that this last week was like no other he'd seen before in the NIL era. Here's what Coach Kelly had to say when talking to the media after National Signing Day.
Coach, you mentioned you're going to be very aggressive in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Difference makers, when you pinpoint who you want once they're in there, do you have the resources that you need if it's also Ohio State and Oregon and Georgia and those types that also want that player?
Yeah, so that's the bar, right? I mean, it's Oregon, Ohio State, it's Michigan, it's Georgia, Alabama, I could keep naming Notre Dame. I mean, I'll give you all the names. You guys know what they are. But now it's no longer about just your brand. Your brand has to be backed up with the ability to supplement that with dollars, because that's what we're in. And so if you want to get into the portal, if you want to be able to close some of these, you have to have active participation from a donor base. And it can't just be one or two guys. It has to be from all those that want to see the Notre Dames or the Ohio States or the Oregons or the Alabamas do well. They have to be involved. And so that means the LSUs. If they want to be at the top of the food chain, then we have to be involved as well. And that's just the reality of where we are today. And whether we like it or not, it's where it is today.
You mentioned with a couple of the defensive guys, just versatility mm-hmm. was a word in their speed. Can you talk about maybe the conversations when you sat down with Blake Baker, just about how you wanted to maybe transform this defense to have that sideline-to-sideline speed that a lot of these guys have?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things in play here is that, you know, you saw us play with three linebackers. And we would much rather play with three linebackers, but three linebackers that can, you know, do multiple things, that they could, in fact, cover out if necessary. That gives us more options relative to our defensive structure, and i.e. we can get into three down and do some three down. You get stuck a little bit if that linebacker is really just a zone dropper. So these guys can play some man for us. They can rush the quarterback. And that's where we're looking for the body types of Breaker and Ross. And that's where it's starting to kind of morph into the look of the player that we're trying to recruit.
Your view from the get-go has been it's not supposed to be paper play.
Correct.
And do you still kind of feel like these guys are doing anything in exchange for all this money? Or do you feel like the spirit is they're we are paying players to play?
Oh, there's no doubt. We clearly understand that at LSU we have to be in the ball game, but we're certainly going to do it the right way. I can't speak for everybody, but I know how we're going to do it. But look, the incentives that are out there for players to go to XYZ schools, to meet that brand kind of platform, they would have to do a lot of things. And maybe they are. I'm not researching them. I know that when we're putting together contracts, they have to meet the performance incentives. And performance meaning not on the field, but what they're asked to do through their NIL. They're telling us that this is going to be monitored by the NCAA. That's what they're telling us. We'll see where that goes.
Keelan Moses, we just went to his signing. He says, "I bleed purple and gold." Perhaps some people offered him more money, but his heart was here. Is that more important these days, the local kids in Louisiana that you can build this roster with who maybe have that sentimental attachment to LSU?
Yeah, and you don't have to take the hometown discount. You know, I mean, you can bleed purple and gold and don't take the hometown discount, because you can be featured in so many other things. You know, you talk about name, image, and likeness. We've got a billionaire right here in the city. We've got multimillionaires right here in the city that are very anxious and very willing to feature those young men and women we've seen prominently in marketing campaigns. We've got Fortune 500 opportunities in not very far from here. So, you know, staying in state, the ability for a kid from this state to capitalize on his brand is so much greater than if he goes somewhere else. And Keelan recognized that, and being from Baton Rouge, how he can use his brand here and really capitalize financially.
Right. When you look at this class, who do you think maybe has the physical, and you also often talk about emotional maturity, yeah, to maybe play early next year?
Well, I mentioned Carius Kern. I mean, I felt like physically he might be one of the strongest players that I've recruited at the position in a long time. He has that kind of physical characteristics. I would say Zion Williams is big and physical, a guy that you could plug in immediately. Those are big physical guys. I'd say just because of his length, DJ Pickett, and his pedigree is a guy that could come in right away. Bordelon is physically as strong as some of the offensive linemen we have. Those are guys physically that can do it. Now, who are the guys that can make the transition that have the physical tools to do it? You know, now you're talking about Harlan Berry, right? You're talking about Philip Wright. You're talking about skill guys. Can they make that flip and transition? Because they certainly have the skill to do it. But the big physical guys, I would lean on Kern, Bordelon, Zion Williams. Those are guys that physically are ready.
With boasting such an impressive class, what is your message directly to the fans that may be disappointed in the decommitments that transpired and some of the players that are planning to enter the transfer portal?
Well, I mean, look, if you're a fan, you got to look at this as the glass half full or is it half empty? This is an outstanding class. Would we have wanted all of the guys? Yeah, we fought hard for all those guys. But I think I laid a pretty good message out to what this recruiting is all about. And those two guys loved LSU. They didn't have much of a choice. And so we're out there fighting and recruiting and putting together a great class, and all these kids wanted to be here. They wanted to be part of LSU because they see something, they felt something that was clear to them. And what was clear to them that this is going to be a championship program, and they want to be part of it. So the message is really clear. In back-to-back years, we've been able to put together elite classes, and we feel like the student athletes know that. They talk to each other. They sense that. And so our fans need to know that. And what finishes it off is that we need to get continued support from our donor base so we can now continue to augment the roster through the transfer portal, which is the other way of building your roster now in this new world that we live in. If we do that, the glass is certainly half full.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.